content, including self-harm and fighting. Conservatives have allegedly received a further £5 million from Tory donors at the centre of a race riot. They're already facing calls to return £10 million from Chester. He made comments about Diane Abbott, which the Prime Minister said were racist. Chancellor Jackson, the rules matter.
We absolutely are transparent. We follow all the rules, the regulations. We believe in that transparency. Many of the laws about it we actually passed ourselves, and the Conservative Party fully complies with all the requirements to be transparent about our donations.
Meanwhile, Armed Forces Minister James Heapy is the latest Tory MP to say he's stepping down at the next election. The member for Wells Somerset says he's going to focus on his family. On County Line, guys, has resulted in more than 800 children being removed from exploitation. Police seized millions of pounds worth of drugs and shut hundreds of drug dealing networks. Policing commentator Graham Whetton says a huge number of weapons were seized too.
Firearms, bladed weapons, martial arts weapons, 8XL bully dogs. So you can see that the organised crime networks, the gangs, are using extreme violence to safeguard their criminal operation.
Squid Game actor Oh Young-soo has been convicted of sexual harassment. The 79-year-old was charged with two counts in 2017 and denied the allegations. And in sport, Manchester City's Champions League title defence will continue with a quarter-final against 14-time winners Real Madrid. Arsenal have been drawn to face Harry Kane's Bayern Munich in the last eight. And Liverpool will play Atalanta in the next round of the Europa League. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
Thanks very much, Ruth. Another news update in an hour's time.
This is Phoenix FM.
On Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, we're expecting showers and sunny intervals for the next couple of hours, and then sunny intervals happening throughout the rest of the afternoon after that, with a sunset at 6:11. Shower happened just around 6 o'clock, but let's hope that that doesn't happen. And then a cloudy evening, and overnight it'll go down to 5 degrees and it'll reach 15 during this afternoon. Tomorrow, a light rain in the morning, sunny intervals from about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then cloudy overnight, a high of 12 and a low of 9. And a sort of a showery kind of day for Sunday, with a high of 15 and a low of 7.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Patrick Sherring. Music and conversation on 123. Welcoming the weekend on Phoenix 98 FM.
So good afternoon and welcome to the show today. Thanks as ever for the wonderful Michelle. Great programmes throughout the week from her and lots of fabulous interviews. You'll be able to check all of those out on the website, and she'll be back on Monday. So my name is Patrick and this is the show that we call 123 Friday. 2 hours of good music and chat for your Friday lunchtime entertainment. And as ever, let's do this in reverse order. So we'll be going back to the chart for this particular week in 2003 at around about 2:30. There's a wonderful track by Christina Aguilera as part of that. Birthdays competition will happen at about 2:45. Three people have had birthdays in times, and we'll be asking you how old you think they are. I'm simply going to say to you, they have a diverse set of ages today. There's a big clue. Of course, the main event is the conversation in the first hour or so with my good friend Rob, who's here this afternoon. Good afternoon, Rob. And how are you today?
Very well.
Good, I'm pleased to hear that. And so, what exactly are you going to be chatting to us about?
So we'll be talking about homelessness and the current state of play with all that is homeless.
Absolutely. And which your organisation you're involved with?
So it's Just Homeless.
Lovely. Well, we look forward to hearing all about that, Rob.
For the best music and chat in town, Patrick Sherring on Phoenix FM.
If you didn't hear the show last week, I thoroughly recommend you check it out. Bishop Adam, the new Bishop of Bradwell, was here, and he was highly entertaining and amusing, as well as providing us lots of interesting information. All I can say is, if you've not listened to that and you listen back, you will hear about the anecdote about him blessing his barber in a tattoo parlour. Once you've heard that, you will never, ever forget it. One of the three tracks he chose was this one from Jules Holland and the Blind Boys of Alabama. Rock Me comes from their 2003 album, simply called, which is one of Jules Holland's albums, called More Friends. Is another track, one that was totally unfamiliar to me, and for all three of these tracks that he chose last week were unfamiliar. So you can find that show, of course, on the website. Let's have the second track today. This is Lauren Diego. This comes from her 2023 album. It was nominated for the Grammy for the Christian Album of the Year. Didn't quite make it, but it's got some great tracks on it. This is Turbulent Skies.
Caught up in turbulent skies, but I don't mind it. I don't don't mind. We may be towed on the winds of chaos, but I won't hide. No, I won't hide. I see the fear is knocking on my door. I will not tremble. I'll face the lies as long as I've got you by my side. Then everything's fine on turbulent skies. You will guide us where to go. So I look for your eyes to show me what's unknown. As long as I have got you by my side, then everything's fine on turbulent skies.
Diego and Turbulent Skies. So many things that are happening. We'll tell you about one of them.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
So tomorrow, the 16th of March, Florey's Requiem and Rutter's Gloria. That's happening at the Emmanuel Church, 66 to 68 Langdon Road in Billericay, CM12 9LD. The Billericay Choral Society will be performing the ever popular and beautiful Florey's Requiem plus Gloria by John Rutter and other well known works. Professional baritone Alistair Merry will be performing a solo. Refreshments will be available at the interval. There's a 7:30 start for that. Tickets are £12 in advance, and you can find how to do that on billericaychoral.co.uk, or it's £15 if you turn up at the door. So that is tomorrow, Saturday the 16th, 7:30 at the church in Billericay.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 0127 222 69. Pictures for pleasure.
I'd like to sign you.
team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available, our partners can do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Hi, join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive weekdays 3 to 6 p.m. with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank
you. Hiya.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. 3 to 6 p.m. on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast.
Shut my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these back.
It's a great Joe will be along with the show this afternoon. Do check that out, of course. But we've got an hour and 45 minutes or so together between that. And delighted to have Rob Sags from chess here with me this afternoon. So, Rob, what's happening in the world of chess at this time?
So we're sadly as busy as normal, which, I suppose it's a good thing, but it's a bad thing. You know, we are here to help single homeless adults and women fleeing domestic abuse. And, numbers for homeless people that are in crisis are sadly increasing. So challenging times, but also kind of exciting times as well. We're on the cusp of hopefully revealing a major project that will see 24 new modular houses for our homeless clients. So some exciting things, but really the need shouldn't be, should it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I can't remember last time you came in. It was about 6 months or so ago, something like that, I imagine.
Yeah.
Do you think things are getting worse in terms of like the numbers of people who are in these situations?
Yeah, I'm sad to say I think they are. Our data shows their increases. I've got a few little bits of information here that the housing crisis that we're in. So we've gone through the pandemic. We've gone through the energy crisis where everybody was impacted through that. Likewise, us as a charity, that really impacted us. And now we're in a housing crisis where nationally, 20%, there's 20% fewer homes, and there's, you know, in Chelmsford that nationally it's 20%, and currently Chelmsford is 16%, or the area that we're in, 16%. So there isn't the houses to place people in. Lots of people are in temporary accommodation. 470 households, which includes families and single adults, are in temporary accommodation that can be spread as far and wide as Ipswich and beyond.
Wow. Now, that's amazing. So somebody can be homeless in Chelmsford and find themselves with some accommodation eventually.
That's right, yeah.
But it could be in Ipswich.
Yeah, or further. You know, wow. I think that's the problem. There is so fewer houses or available properties for people to be temporarily housed in that we're having to search further afield to temporarily house them.
Wow, yeah. That's a shocking thing to hear. So which areas are you involved with?
Right, so yeah, we are covering 8 local authorities in Essex, those being Chelmsford, Epping, Maldon, Braintree, Rochford, Brentwood, Uttlesford and Castle Point. So those areas we deliver our outreach in. We have housing in Chelmsford and Epping, but the areas that I've mentioned there outside of Chelmsford and Epping are the areas that we go out to rough sleepers and try and find and work with the local authority housing solutions for them, or we can bring them back to Chelmsford.
So, supposing somebody is listening today who's in Brentwood, like where we are now, and somebody sees a homeless person on the street and they think, I must try and do something, how does it all work?
So the best mechanism anybody can use is the website called The Street Link, and that basically will take you to an app where you can just fill some basic information in, and my team will go out and visit that person within 24 hours. Obviously, we're not on tap waiting. There's a team of five people covering eight districts.
Oh, I couldn't say how many people are doing that.
We're stretched.
Yes.
But we cover those areas, and we've got a 24-hour window to go and do our first visit. If that person isn't there, we'll go up to three times to that site. Obviously, the first time, if we don't see them, we'll be able to ask folks around, shops, whatever, you know, dog walkers or whatever, just to say, you know, are you, have you seen this rough sleeper, is there anything you can tell us about them, where the location might be, the times and stuff, so that we do our best to catch that person, have the conversation. Catch is a bad word there, isn't it? We're not catching them. What I'm trying to say is we find them. We're able to talk with them and find the solution.
Okay, so surprising that you do find them.
Yeah.
Then how does it work from that?
So obviously from there on in, we're working with that person to find out what their story is, how they've become a rough sleeper. If they are, in dire straits and we have available bed spaces, we'll then offer them a bed space and work with them, giving them support and signposting them to agencies that can work with their further needs, and then hopefully give them the opportunity to spin their life back around and see them housed more permanently.
Right, great, good. Okay, well, we'll find out a little bit about the accommodation and the things that you are hoping to develop after we've heard the first of the three tracks that you've chosen for us today. So this is Taylor Swift, and the track is called Bigger Than the Whole Sky. It comes from her 2023 album, Midnight 3 AM. It's actually number 19 in the album charts this particular week, and won the Grammy Award for the Album of the Year and for the Best Pop Performance of the Year. So, Taylor Swift fan, why have you chosen this, Rob?
Well, you know, the anomaly is I'm really not a Taylor Swift fan. However, this song, kind of a really, it goes out to a work colleague of mine who lost their daughter, lost their son fairly recently, a young lad, and this song was played when there was all the images at the, you know, the celebration of life, and it impacted me, you know, Bigger Than the Whole Sky, a phenomenal song, which, yeah, goes out to a work colleague, and, you know, thoughts and prayers are with them.
No words appear before me in the aftermath. Salt streams out my eyes and into my ears. Every single thing I touch becomes sick with sadness. It's all over now, all out to see. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. You were bigger than the whole sky. You were more than just a short time. Over in Asia, did some force take you because I didn't pray? Every single thing to come has turned into ashes. Cause it's all over, it's not meant to be. So I'll say words I don't believe.
Taylor Swift and Bigger Than the Whole Sky. The first of our three tracks chosen for us today by Rob will be back after we've had a travel update.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So let's tell you about the major road closure that's happening in Chelmsford, which is obviously causing some issues. This is in Broomfield Road between Parkway and Corporation Road. That is between Keggs School and the Girls County High School. And this is due to a major gas leak, and the closure is expected to happen for 3 days. So that's obviously going to have all kinds of issues about traffic in that area of Chelmsford. So if we go back to around here and locally a bit more closer to the station than all of that. Of course, the centre of Brentwood is very busy this afternoon, as ever, all around Wilson's Corner, and along the Ongar Road, actually, in relation towards that. That's very busy. Shenfield Station is busy around the area there, and I've got something here saying very heavy traffic around the centre of Billericay at this time as well. If we go down towards the motorway, then there's a few problems around when you get towards the junction with the M11 off. In the case, sadly, and that seems to be the case today, particularly with traffic coming down to join the M25. If we go around to the bridge and the tunnel again, it's not too bad actually. There's just a little bit really down there, but nothing particularly to talk about in relation to that. Much worse, of course, when you get to the other side. A12, that's okay, really, until you get up to Hoe Green, where there's a little bit of a build-up, and we just gave you the headline at the beginning about the centre of Chelmsford, and, of course, that is having its knock-on effect round about throughout the centre of Chelmsford. So we'll give you another travel update in an hour's time, and if anything makes it, of course, let you know all about it. So 1:28 here on Phoenix on a Friday lunchtime, and chatting away here with Rob from that wonderful Teachers Homeless. So Rob, we were talking about the obvious need that there is out there at this time, and you've got a development that you're very excited is going to be happening with any luck. Certainly fundraising going on at the moment to try and make this happen.
That's right. Yeah, it's been a whirlwind, really. We've been in the fortunate position where we've been able to go for funding through government. So it's a WHC called a SHAP funding, Single Homes Accommodation Funding. We own a site that would facilitate 24 modular houses, and I think the beautiful thing about this is all of our accommodation currently is houses of multiple occupancy, which basically means you're sharing a home with somebody else. You know, you won't have a family member or anything, but it'll be somebody else who you don't necessarily know sharing the kitchen facilities, the bathroom and stuff like that. Whereas I think if you're struggling, you know, with trauma, all the normal things that maybe a majority of our homeless clients do struggle with, sharing can sometimes increase a bit of pressure.
I'm sure it can.
Yeah, so special mental well-being and stuff like that. So one of the things with a modular unit of accommodation is it's your own home for a period of time, and we expect to get much better outcomes for our clients by having modular housing. So, you know, back in the day before COVID, you and I were talking, we
absolutely
had 32 bed spaces over 6 properties. We're now at 64 bed spaces over 11 properties. And this site would go from being 9 units of accommodation, which would be demolished. They're quite old, so it's not a bad thing. But then you'd put 24 modular units of accommodation on that site. So it's a really exciting project. We are slightly short shy on the final amount. So the project is going to cost 2.7 million. And we're shy. He gulps. We're shy of, it's about 160,000 now. So, but having fundraised since December, so we got the go-ahead from government, which is about 1.5 ish million we're receiving from them, and then we're having to fundraise that gap of 1.2, approximate figures, and we've raised over 900,000 since December.
Well, that's amazing. I mean, actually, that is astonishing, Rob. It really is.
I'm blown away by the generosity of grants, trusts, and there's even some trust funds contacted me even this week and said, Rob, we've just seen this, this project. Can you get an application to us? And one trust funder basically said to me, I said, you do realise there's a timeline on this, don't you? And they're like, yes, so I suggest you get on with it.
So when do you have to, for this to happen, when do you have to raise the money by?
So the money's got to be raised. Well, our deadline is kind of this week, next week type thing.
Oh, okay.
Basically, my board will be making a decision by the end of the month.
Right.
So we've got more conversations that are taking place. So I'm feeling really hopeful.
So just to be clear about that, then. So if that figure is not reached, does it all fall flat?
But yeah, it could do. Yeah, it could.
Okay.
But like I say, I'm feeling incredibly hopeful.
Okay. Well,
we've got good irons in the fire. Should we say?
That? No, great stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that's amazing. And I'll put up on the website today's show, the 15th of March, a picture of the brilliant plans for the new things that are happening there. So that's fantastic, really.
Yeah. And just say if anybody does want to donate to it, because that gap does need filling.
Yeah. Yeah. Anybody. How much do you need them to provide you, Rob?
Just a cool 160,000.
Cool
160,000. We can round it up to me if you want.
No, but actually, on a serious point, anything would help, wouldn't it?
It really would. It really would. And if somebody does want to donate, just put a turning point on it, because then that gets assigned to that project.
Yeah, well, that's really exciting, really, that you'd be able to do that. So from your point of view, how did that... I mean, I know you've got the properties that are there at the moment. Mm. So how did the division come to do all of this?
So we had this site since COVID, the pandemic, and there's a lot of wasted space on it. It's a load of space. You know, it's two-thirds of an acre with only nine bedrooms, like it's an old motel site, effectively. Lots of parking. But actually, when you look at our client base, don't usually have vehicles. Therefore, there's the potential to do so much more from that site. And always in my mind, actually, we could do piecemeal one new unit, two new units, three new units. But actually, when this government funding came out, we thought, actually, let's just have a go, and actually the having a go has done us really well. And I kind of feel like actually for it not to happen would be such a shame at this point in time. And I feel like hopefully the local authority will dive into
great
make
good
it happen, yeah.
Well, let's hope so. Wonderful, Rob, thank you very much. Second track that you've chosen for us today, Stereophonics Dakota, 2005, UK number one, and charted also in Ireland, Belgium and New Zealand. So why have we got this?
So my wife and I, can I just wish her a happy birthday, her birthday tomorrow? Is that okay?
Yeah, of course,
Jeannie
absolutely.
Jeannie Sachs, happy birthday.
Jeannie, happy birthday.
And so we were at a marina fairly recently, and there was a live band playing. So we went up to the restaurant and had a bite to eat and listened to this live band playing. And then we're doing some of the best covers you can imagine. Well, one of them was this song.
Oh, nice.
And it was a brilliant evening, so it just reminds me of a good night.
That's the Stereophonics and Dakota. And yes, Rob, the tribute band, or the band that were doing all of these things, did a wide range of all kinds of music.
They did so many. They were absolutely fantastic. And you know, the best thing about it, Patrick, was that they did their set and everyone was like, yeah, do some more. They literally did their set again. It was fantastic.
Really?
The whole thing? They were enjoying it as much as we were. Excellent.
There you are. Well, that's the thing. Now, you'd have thought that, because people have usually got a couple of encores lined up, haven't they? Yeah, but they obviously just, no, we'll do the whole lot again.
It was brilliant.
That sounds really good. Great, good. So we were just talking about the inevitable money to support the work and that kind of thing, really. So people, you just said about the particular money that's needed towards this new Turning Point project. But if people wanted to do various activities that they might do to raise some money for tech or use their creativity, how might they be able to do anything?
So, I mean, there's a whole myriad of things that folks have done in the past, you know, from parachute jumps to bike rides. I'm doing a bike ride with a gentleman who's just about to turn 66, and he went on his bucket list was like, I want to do the London to Brighton. So he and I are doing it together.
Brilliant.
So that's in September. Looking forward to that.
Oh, you have to get him. Ask him to come in beforehand.
Yeah, I will. So Tony Jeggins, I'll get him to come in. So yeah, there's a number of us that do various bits and pieces like that. But then there's things, you know, like the mud race, the Molden mud race, the nuclear races, but cake sales. Okay. Everything and anything.
Okay, right. Well, we've got to backtrack there a little bit. I know what the mud race is across the bay in Malden. I've seen that once.
The nuclear races? Oh, the nuclear races, yeah. The nuclear races are, oh my goodness, it's like a 10 or a 15K race where you're racing, you know, a cross-country course, but involved in it, you have to scramble through muddy puddles with electric fence at the top, jump through freezing cold water, help each other over crazy high platforms and things like that. Then there's another one that I did a few years ago, the inflatable 5K. So the 10 and the 5K. So basically, you run a course over massive inflatable objects. Brilliant okay. fun, excellent fun.
Okay,
well,
walk them.
Do you know what
I mean? Sure. Well, that's interesting, okay, Rob. Thanks for that. So we were talking earlier on about having only 5 people to come down and check out if there are homeless people around anywhere. Yeah. So obviously, you know, your organisation's grown, hasn't it, over the years? Mm-hmm. But there must be lots of things that volunteers do and can be needed to do.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many jobs for volunteers, and we were fortunate enough to win the Queen's Award for Voluntary Services back in 2020. And one of the things that we did see was a decline in volunteers due to,
yes,
you know, being able to not work with folks. But we're seeing an incline again, so which is great.
Oh, good. Oh, that's really good to news.
Literally today, we've got somebody painting rooms in the properties. They always need a refresh. We've got volunteers that do cooking, volunteers that do that support our staff overnight. We've got volunteers that do our work with our outreach team, volunteers that do gardening. We've got an allotment, all that sort of stuff. There's a myriad of things that folks can engage with, and actually, if there's something that we haven't got on our website, you know, so there's a load of stuff about volunteering on our website.
Great.
If it's not on there and you feel your skills, you know, would be able to kind of help us, just let us know, because actually we're always wanting to work with
you. Yeah, I guess like a lot of charities, really, in a sense, it's if somebody feels they want to do something, then you can work out whatever that something
we can pick might be.
Absolutely. So you mentioned the website. So what is that?
So yeah, we've had a refresh on our website very recently.
Okay.
So that's got a new look to it. That's www.chesshomeless.org, and that's got everything you need to know about what we do, about the services resources that are available to single homeless adults, about how to get engaged, how to get involved with what we do, and just some details around what the story or the journey of maybe a homeless person can look like. Because often or not, we'll see somebody on the street and we might make a judgment about what we're seeing, but actually you have to say to yourself is, how did that person get them in the first place? I go into schools loads, we do lots of presentations at school. One of the things I ask all the children is, who wants to become homeless? Never a hand goes up, you know. So obviously the question is, how do folks get homeless in the first place?
Yeah, I think that's often the case actually, isn't it, really, that people have no real idea in terms of like how the situations have evolved and developed that's ended up as
exactly,
it is.
Exactly, exactly. Nobody makes that choice, you know, and it's sadly through a traumatic experience that somebody doesn't.
Yeah, and we started off by saying actually, if you saw a homeless person somewhere, what should you do? And perhaps it's probably, if anybody's joined us, perhaps it's quite good to reiterate that again.
Yeah, absolutely. So the best thing you can do is go on The Street Link, that's a website, and report what you've seen, who, where, when, why, as such, you know, and then my team will go out to that person within 24 hours and hopefully be able to assist them in getting back into an accommodation scenario.
Great. Thank you, Rob. Okay, the final track that you've chosen for us today, Coldplay and Everyday Life. It's a title track from the 2019 album that was a UK number one and also number one in 11 more countries. It was USA number 7 and top 10 in another 20 countries on top of that. So why have we got this track?
That's quite a prestigious song, isn't it? Wow.
So there you are. So you always choose the best, Rob.
Love the wording. I do like Coldplay. Play, but you know, it's that whole thing around life. You know, we all go through hard times, but one of the lines in it is everyone loves, you know, and I feel like actually we just need to support each other a whole load more.
out open wide. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
As Coldplay and Everyday Life, and Rob's still going to be hanging around. He's going to be chatting to us again after the competition a little bit, and he's going to take part in the competition. It's all been recorded, of course. It'll all be there on the show blog. The whole show will be there Friday, the 15th of March. Already, how time is flying along. My word. We'll have the first track for the competition in a moment.
Guess the ages, guess the year. The Friday teaser on 123 with Patrick Schering on Phoenix 98 FM.
So the first person that we've got here today, Carrie Marie Underwood, an American country singer. She rose to prominence after winning the fourth season of American Idol in 2005. Carrie's single Inside Your Heaven made the first country artist to debut at number one in the American Hot 100, and her debut album came out in 2005. As I say, that was called Some Hearts. She's achieved the best-selling release for a woman in 2012 of the Grammy Award, also for a fourth album, Breakaway. That was in 2012. She sold over 85 million records worldwide. The list goes on and on of all of the things that she's done. And indeed, she played Glastonbury in 2019. So the question is, how old do we think Carrie Underwood is? If you want to take part, it's radio at phoenixfm.com. And this is Something in the Water from 2014.
Life that the good Lord gave. Then somebody said, "What I'm saying to you?"
Carrie Underwood, first of our three people today, and asking you how old you think she is by emailing us in radio@phoenixfm.com. And thank you very much to those who have done that so far. That's Patrick in Ingatestone and Chris and Bob in Harlow, Chris in Guildford, all playing along with Rob here in the studio. And you can do that as well if you would like to do so.
Are you hungry? Why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Pot & Spice? All meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hotandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
Looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and after protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Start your week with a giggle. I'm Scott Ross, and I'm your host on the Monday and Tuesday editions of the 1-2-3 Show. Surprise guests, a regular historical feature on Tuesdays, a lot of laughs, and more music than you can shake a stick at. So join me if you can between 1 and 3 every Monday and Tuesday afternoon, right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
That's Scott, and of course you can check out all of our shows in the Brentwood Gazette and, well, on our website as well. In the Brentwood Gazette there is always a feature item about the station. Just before we get back to the competition, I said I'd bring you anything that came in that I need to let you know about. The M11, there is a slow between Junction 8, which is the A120, and Junction 9, the A11. So it's a bit further up from us here, but just knowing about that, due to an incident that has just happened there. So just be aware of that. If any, you know anybody who's going northbound, or indeed you are on the M11 up towards Junction 8 and Junction 9. The third artist that we've got here today, Neil Sedaka, an American singer and songwriter and pianist. Since his music career began in 1957, he sold millions of records worldwide, has written or co-written over 500 songs for himself and other artists, collaborating mostly with lyricists Howie Greenfield and Phil Cody. He's just done amazing a number of tracks. He was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1983 and continues to perform. And during the COVID pandemic, he was doing mini concerts from home during that time. So we're going to go back to 1962. Breaking Up Is Hard to Do. USA, Canada, New Zealand number one. UK number 7 and Australia number 19. So how old do we think Neil Sedaka is? Radio@phoenixfm.com.
Do 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 down do be do down down. Come come down do be do down down. Come come down do be do down down. Breaking up is hard to do. Don't take your breaking up is hard to do. Remember when you held me tight and you kissed me all through the night. Think of all that we've been through, and breaking up is hard to do. They say that breaking up. Breaking up.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.